Last week, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law the Domestic Violence Survivors Justice Act. This allows judges to consider the trauma of domestic abuse when sentencing people who have killed or hurt their alleged abusers in self-defense. Kim Brown of Rochester has been actively campaigning for the measure for over a decade. That's how long she's been out of prison.
I shot and killed my boyfriend in self-defense in 1991. And I served 17 years in prison.
Kim said her boyfriend, whose name she has asked us not to use, had been violent with her throughout their relationship.
I had all the proof. I had him arrested 5 times. I was in the hospital several times. I went to the Better Women's Shelter several times over the course of 4.5 years we were together.
Late on the night of December 17, 1991, he picked Kim up in his car.
He came to my mom's house out in Charlotte. And I knew he came to do me harm.
They started arguing. Kim said her boyfriend was choking her and pushing her head down. And that's when she reached under her seat for the gun she knew he kept there.
I just happened to grab the gun first.
She said the gun went off and she got out of the car and ran back to the house. Her boyfriend drove off around the corner, but his body was found in the snow the following morning. Kim was convicted of first-degree manslaughter.
You never think I'm going to go to prison or I'm going to end up taking someone's life. You don't plan on these things, so you just have to survive it.
According to Megan Jachatoview, executive director at Willow Domestic Violence Center, 84% of women sent to prison in New York for violent felony offenses are first-time offenders. And 9 out of 10 are survivors of abuse.
So if you put those two pieces together, the chances are that a majority of women who are serving time who are incarcerated because of violent felonies, it's because of self-defense against their abuser. So this act will change all of that.
The Domestic Violence Survivors Justice Act gives judges the leeway to reduce prison sentences for victims of domestic abuse who are believed to have acted in self-defense. A judge can also change a sentence from incarceration to community-based programs that are considered more effective in rehabilitating survivors.
This may inspire people to have the courage to break out of an abusive relationship and to find support and help that they need.
Kim Brown said she cried when Governor Cuomo signed the measure into law.
It is surreal to know that we are changing the course of history. No other woman will have to do 17 years in prison like I did for defending themselves.
And she has a message for anyone who is right now in an abusive relationship.
Reach out. There are people that can help you, no matter how scared you are of him. If he's sitting next to you right now and you're petrified, there's no greater fear than fearing the person that you sleep next to every single night. There's no greater fear. And I truly believe if you have not felt that fear, then you can't possibly understand it.